This is called Love in the Time of Whatever Disease This Is. Pussy like two beaches pressed against a single sea. Penis like an ashamed wand. You say, my one regret is getting to witness the most beautiful things in the universe through one of the most disgusting men in it. Before it reverses completely, time almost stops moving as my pants magically lower like a Niagara Falls of Levi's. All right. You drip like a ship of physical aristocracy. Your undercarriage is drizzling stars. We make love like a church burning down in the imagination of a eunuch, then flee together out of simile into you. When we climax, I tell you I love you, but it comes out, I hate language. When some dumb politician says something stupid intended to justify the slaughter of innocents in some far-flung province of whatever empire this is, I only hear the latest movement in the synthesis of reality with our ludicrous idiom. I'm so stupid, the word thee is my favorite word. The T and the H and the E are like these brittle little hieroglyphs of birth and death and life to me. I believe in the blind, unthinking Egyptification of everything, and that God's true nature is both depictable and pleasurable to depict through capitalization. Love castrates ambition. And I'm so stupid, I'd rather be great than happy. Your eyelashes flutter like hummingbird chainsaws gutting eternity. The worst movie ever made is like a blinding cataclysm of form to me, from which I've never recovered, only sung the song of my soul in the shadow of the mountain of money it made and was made from. Love remains a fine wine I'm always wasting by never drinking, or drinking way too much of way too quickly, so I can prove I'm dumb enough to mean the stupid things I love to say. Beauty so dense it bends creation around the eye like a gravity well, letting nothing else in. Windmills mark where the world sighs. Romantic comedies mill the girl's sighs. Grammar is the cameraman of the soul. The parking lot after a movie is the broken open world. The sun has high jumped over the mall and broken its back, producing spines of beauty. We thread the cemetery of empty cars like wreckage on the bottom of the afternoon, which is so humid, it's like stepping into a deep dream of forgiveness. Later that night, we were walking home, and I asked you what time it was, and you just lifted your limp wrist up to the full moon like it was your watch.